When Turkey's financial markets crashed last month, the lira lost nearly 40% of its value in less than 2 days. At least one quarter of the Turkish population has been affected by the crash. For the small-time currency traders who work in Istanbul's ancient Grand Bazaar, any day can bring boom or bust. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Istanbul that the prices Turks pay for dollars or Deutschmarks are determined by these traders.
After 2 weeks of turmoil, traders at Istanbul's main stock exchange are back to tapping their keyboards quietly and watching the wires for the latest financial updates. The glass and steel bourse, as it's called here, is filled with the power suit set, men and women who communicate with the large trading firms in New York, Tokyo, and London with the click of a mouse. The stock exchange is among the thousands of contrasting images in Istanbul. It's not uncommon to see a fully veiled Muslim woman walking arm-in-arm with her daughter, headphones on, listening to the latest song by Britney Spears. The traders at the bourse determine stock prices through computer terminals, but the decision that affects most people, the value of their money, is set by men who huddle in an alleyway across town. About 200 men and their mobile telephones pack a narrow slit between two buildings in Istanbul's Grand Bazaar. For more than 100 years, Monday through Saturday, they've come to this spot to trade hard currency. Adam Izetiye works for a large currency exchange bureau in the city and spends most of his day at this spot, packed tight, surrounded by men he's seen here for years.
We come here because it's safe and central, and it's been going on like this for years. People know this place, so when they want to buy and sell, they come here. It's the center of the freest market in the world.
At 9:30 in the morning, the men, and make no mistake, there are only men here, gather to haggle over currency prices. Someone offers a deal, and dozens of traders shout out for it. With a price agreed, a trader will call it in to his exchange bureau. The exchange rate at the bureau will change immediately. Whether it's a small village bank in eastern Anatolia or a tourist office on the Black Sea coast. In other words, the men in this alleyway set the exchange rate for most ordinary Turks. It's a gamble, based more on luck than economic theory. Some days they make money, other days they lose it, says this trader, Semte.
The recent collapse doesn't affect us really because we deal in hard currency. If the price is right, I buy. Sometimes I lose. But we pretty much work around the economy.
Around the corner, the gold traders do the same thing as the currency traders. Because of the financial crisis, Turks are selling their gold, says trader Ismet Kocak. The price for buyers like him is good.
You can't actually see any gold here or any cash around the corner. We make a deal, set a price, and agree to meet somewhere to pick up the gold. Here, your word is your promise. Once you've made a promise to buy at a certain price, you've got to keep it.
That promise, after all, will set the next day's price all across the country. Guy Raz, NPR News, Istanbul.